What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Happy Skews Day to you. It's June 20th, 2023. I'm Trey Crowder. That is not Mark Agee. He is at the beach being shredded and miserable all at the same time. We hope he's enjoying it as much as he's capable of. He'll be back next week. But in the meantime, I know you're thrilled to see him. It's a senior Georgia correspondent back once again. Mr. Corey Ryan Forrester, the Cho. What's up, Cho?
Hello. This is a full-on swap cast week, isn't it? I'm doing Mark's job. Mark's doing my job. We're all having a good time in the extended Skewniverse. Glad to be here. Thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah. You were on vacation last week, so Mark filled in for you on Putting On Airs, our little silly fancy show we do. And we recorded for this week's Today, wherein we talked about perhaps the biggest news of the year so far, the Titanic has claimed some additional victims, some
yeah, that's right.
110 years, 111 years. Mm-hmm. Was it 1912?
It's 1912. I remember that because of Downton Abbey.
111 years later, still taking people out. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, a very sketchy ass sub, that submarine.
Which
that
I've eaten several, by the way.
Me too. Yeah. But a very sketchy ass submersible, which somehow managed to charge $250,000 a pop from some of our world's richest and dumbest people, has went down on an excursion to the wreck of the Titanic and has not returned. As of right now, I think they've got like 35 hours of air left or something. I don't think they're coming. What do you think, Joe? You think a Kraken got them?
Either a Kraken or if a bunch of rich people are in one place together and they've only got so much air, a lot of it has been blown up their own asses. So I think that wasted at an exponential rate.
Yeah. Listen, and it's like, so first of all, we'll move on from this pretty quickly. But if y'all want to hear an extended conversation of our thoughts on this and also just the deep sea and octopus and mermaids and then all kinds of shit and also somehow Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, then listen to Putting On Airs, which comes out on Friday. Thank you, Matt. There's the graphic. It's, that is our podcast wherein we talk about all things fancy people, fancy shit, fancy culture. You get it. It's fun.
And
it
is fancy.
And mermaids every now and then. Well, look, dude, Titanic fancy, rich people fancy, rich people Titanic, you know.
What are you going to do? We go down rabbit holes.
Yes, but I was going to say, and we referenced this at the end of our discussion on there, like, it's like, I mean, I'm doing it. We're doing it. Like, these people, I don't mean to make light of someone's mortal peril.
But go on.
It's like, it seems like the whole of the internet is on the same page with that, where it's like, everybody's like, look, obviously, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on.
Come on. Yeah.
Because like, if y'all watch the videos and stuff of this, so there's literally one button in it. It's controlled with a old PlayStation controller.
Yeah.
Powered by Bluetooth.
By the way,
the shit's bought at Camping World. Like the handles they've welded in there and stuff. It's not, it doesn't seem to be a tip-top operation to me.
And it wasn't like the stock PlayStation controller. It looked like the Ubisoft one that you buy when you're getting an extra one. You know what I mean?
It's an aftermarket controller,
Yeah, dude, here's the deal. If they had brought their kids with them, we wouldn't be saying any of this.
No.
But they didn't, so I mean...
Right. If you're rich enough to spend $250,000 to go down on that death trap, you know, just to see the Titanic, to say you did it, which you informed me the Titanic at this stage of its existence is basically a pile of... detritus.
Ocean dust. Yeah. I mean, I could be wrong. I did pull that directly from P.O. Box My Butt 226, you know, but still.
But anyway, hell, I hope they find them, you know.
Me too, because I want them to come up and see what all shit we talked about them. You know what I mean? I want them to come up thinking like, oh, but everybody was so worried about it. And they get on Reddit and it's just nothing but us talking shit, me and you for an hour on Putting On Airs, being like, what a bunch of fucking idiots.
Also, last thing I'll say about it, the name of the company itself is a little bit of nominative determinism, I feel like, because they named it Ocean Gate.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, I told you before we started, I knew that the sub was missing, and then I saw that on Twitter, Ocean Gate was trending, and I thought people had just done the, like, blank gate thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What did Frank do?
That's just what they named it, made it easy on everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway. Speaking of being easy for everybody, the North Carolina Speaker of the House is big into orgies, turns out. A Republican Speaker of the House in North Carolina, it has been revealed, was offering political favors in exchange for people coming to his sex parties, or at least his multi-party sex acts. I don't know if it went to such an extent as like a party that's all about sex, but like bunch of people porking at the same time.
Where two or more are gathered in his name, I believe that's a sex party, you know.
One of these people and his longtime lover was the wife of a city councilman in the area. And that councilman has his last name's Lassiter. The councilman is suing the Speaker of the House.
For fucking his wife?
Yeah. Did you
you know? Can do that?
Yeah, evidently. Okay. At least in North Carolina, like they
Because it's a property dispute. I get it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, I get it.
Yeah, old Southern law that they've kept around. I read you can't do that everywhere, I guess, but it's something like 6 to 8 states in the country you can sue for that, for somebody banging your wife or husband, I guess. And right. it's called alienation of affection.
Okay.
So it's like the standard is if you have to prove there was a pre-existing like loving marriage, or at least a like marriage in good standing,
right?
That this guy runt with his wiener, right? And if you can prove that, then you can win a civil suit for alienation of affection, I guess.
Usually, if your wife's going and getting fucked at a Republican Speaker of the House's sex party, I don't think it was a loving marriage on her end. You know what I mean? That's just me.
But I think the thing, the idea is ostensibly it was before his wiener came into the picture.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Whenever that may have been, which I believe it was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I hope he wins. That's all I can say. Because I was gonna, when you first said this, like, I sort of, when I hear things like this, like, oh, it was a city councilman and this guy was like a higher ranking political official, my thing is, I bet you that he knew about it, and now that it got found out, he's embarrassed, and so now he's suing. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. You might be right, but my thing was, like I said, it says that he was exchanging political favors in exchange for people coming to his group sex stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, I didn't realize, even the Speaker of the House at like the state level, it's like, that's a, you know, pretty good favors he must be giving out. I guess. Like, I didn't, like a real senator, you know, like a U.S. senator, sure, I get that. But state senators, I didn't know they had it like that. But I guess this guy did.
It's the quality of the participants at the sex party, I think, at the certain levels that go up or down based on, you know, how many constituents you have.
And you'll never believe this. I mentioned he's a Republican. He's super, super Christian conservative type Republican, to be exact. He's very anti-gay marriage. He supported a state amendment to their state constitution to ban gay marriage back in 2012. He's like been very much against the gays. So let me ask you, it says he has group sex, he has sex in groups.
Yep.
Surely there's at least a couple other dudes there,
Of course there are, dude. There's no way, like, there's so no way it's just him and like four different
in his orbit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Which per all my buddies who vote the same way this guy does, that's queer. You know what I mean? I don't think it is.
I don't care either. Yeah.
I don't care. Dude, I'll suck them, fuck them, whatever, as long as we're all having a good, I don't give a shit. I'm here to party. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, most dudes I know who are super against homosexual stuff, they would consider a dick in their general purview during the act of sex to be at least a little homosexual.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so makes him a big fat hypocrite. Imagine that.
I can't believe it.
Now, the other big story from today. Not quite on that level. No, it's...
Sorry about all that.
No.
I've been drinking since 3.
That all hit. Yeah, I know. And it's going well, yeah. 3 Eastern time, just everybody knows. He's in Easter time. It's 8 there. Not 5.
We had multiple podcasts today.
We did. We've been busy all day. It's been a good one. Hey, who has not had the best day, although he's probably feeling pretty good about it, is Hunter Biden. After, you know, months, years of calls from the right to string him up, basically, and throw, you know, expose his laptop to the masses, the Hunter Biden investigation is apparently ended, and it's not ending with an international mass conspiracy, much to their chagrin, but instead with a plea deal to some misdemeanor tax charges. So he agreed to plead guilty to misdemeanor counts of failing to pay his taxes on time in 2017 and 2018, And now also there was something about a gun when he was a drug addict, but they're diverting those charges or something. So
cancels out.
He had a gun he wasn't supposed to have, but that, I don't know if the right word is dropped. I'm law dumb, but that's didn't end up being a part of it. The only official charges are he pled guilty to these tax things, at least as of now. The deal is contingent on him. Oh, and he got probation for it only. The deal is contingent on him remaining drug free for 2 years and agreeing never to own a firearm again. And, you know, everybody on the right's pretty pleased. Feeling pretty good about it.
Really? They're not upset that they're taking away his goddamn gun. That's a little hypocritical to me. I think they should at least come back and go, hey, let him keep his fucking gun now. That don't have shit to do with it. You know what I mean?
He may be a commie, crackhead, shameful stain on this nation's legacy, but goddamn it, he has the Second Amendment right to own a gun.
I will never.
No, understand. They're not. No, they're super pissed off. Dude,
of course.
They wanted, they've been saying he'd done so much more than,
cabal just stuff.
Tax stuff and gun. Yeah, cabal stuff, dark money, all that, Burisma, all that shit, his laptop, whatever. So they're pissed at there's none of that. And they're also pissed at, him just getting probation because, they wanted him, thrown in the gulag for the rest of his days or whatever, which was obviously never going to fucking happen. But, yeah, they're pissed off. And I got to say, if anybody out there watching, if y'all saw, I made one of my rant videos about this today and was a little off base, apparently.
Not you in a video that you made for the internet. Get the fuck out of here.
But I basically kind of acknowledged that, like I said, they're pissed off because he got off easy. And my whole thing was like, yeah, well, of course he did. He's the president's son, but don't act like Donald Trump ain't getting off easy as fuck too, in all likelihood. You know what I mean? Like, considering what he did, he should be getting fucking waterboarded at a black site right now. That's what would happen to anybody else, but he's fucking teeing off on 18. So shut the fuck up about getting off easy. But producer Matt has pointed out to me, I guess, according to at least some experts that have been queried on the matter, he's not really getting off easy. This is from Douglas Berman, a law professor at Ohio State University and an expert on sentencing guidelines. He said, if these are the only offenses, most prosecutors would say it's not worth a federal case.
Wow.
They would say, let's not make a federal case of it for the average person because it's not worth it to bring a case unless there's a reason to be concerned, there's a public safety issue, or the trust that everyone is treated equally under the law is at stake. Well, I mean, that last part, I think, is probably part of their rationale, considering the politics around it. But anyway, so I guess, dude, he didn't really get off easy, considering what they actually got him for.
There you fucking go, brother. And, dude, I will never understand rich people just not paying their taxes. Now, I understand them not wanting to. I understand them, finagling the system and finding a tax loophole. But so many of these rich people, they just screw around and don't pay their taxes, and then they get all confused when that comes back to bite them in the ass, as if that is not the only thing that the government don't give a damn who you are if you do it.
Right. To be fair, he was a crackhead.
Yeah, that's true. But his daddy is the government. Shouldn't Joe been like, hey, now I know you own crack, but it's time for your taxes.
Also, I don't know how, dude, they just want to keep as much money. I don't know. I mean, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. But I will say, how our taxes, my taxes are a fucking nightmare.
It's different every year.
My job and every state and everything, it's so variable. It's a fucking nightmare. So I have people that have to do my taxes for me. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, I do. I see the thing.
But I pay the amount they tell me to.
Right. Yeah, I'm paying it. Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've never once sat down, wrote a check, been happy about it, but God damn it, I did it,
Right. Yeah, I mean, I agree.
It don't hit.
Maybe he was just it was in 2017 and 2018, so Trump was the president at the time. I don't fucking...
Like you said, he was on crack. What are you going to do?
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to move on, everybody. With us, as always, is producer Matt. This is Weekly Skews. Before we continue, I want to remind y'all of a couple of things, if you don't mind. Number one, if you'd like to see me perform live, and you should, go to treycrowder.com, get your tickets. I'll be in Richmond, Virginia, and Virginia Beach, Virginia, the next 2 days. And then starting in July, it's heating up hot and heavy, y'all. I'm going all over the place, and we'll be adding dates still yet. So go to TreyCrowder.com and check it out. Number two, speaking of me doing comedy, my special Damn Boy is on my YouTube channel, free for everybody now. Got it back. Put it out there. It's hitting for people. I think it'll hit for you too. So check it out. Number three, if you enjoy this program and would like to show your support, you can do so by signing up on Patreon. Go to weeklyskews.com/more or just go on Patreon, search my name. You'll find it either way. $5 a month gets you access to full-length bonus episodes. We're about to be doing two in a row when Mark gets back from the beach. We cover shit we don't get to in the show or stuff that comes up in between or just stuff we want to spend a little more time on. It's a lot of fun, so we hope you'll consider it. Also, $10 a month gets you that plus everything else I do on my Patreon, so check that out too. weeklyskews.com/more. And then finally, we already mentioned it, but again, briefly, watch or listen to Putting On Airs, me and Cho Show that we plugged up top. We would appreciate it. Now,
yes, we would.
As for the show tonight, we're going to dive deep into the lunacy of RFK Jr. Cho, how much you know about him?
I know that he banged Cheryl Hines, or used to. Mm-hmm. And okay, let me tell you exactly, and I'm sorry, that was probably a sexist way to say that. He was in a relationship with Cheryl Hines. I don't know any of the shit you're about to say, but I know it's something serious, and here's why I know it's something serious. On Father's Day, I was at my parents' house, and my dad looked at me and said, "Did you hear RFK Jr. on Joe Rogan?" Mm-hmm. And I go, "Let me stop you right there. Do you want to have a good day?" And he goes, "That's a fair point." And he did, but he had that glint in his eye that, like, something RFK Jr. said on Joe Rogan hit for him. Therefore, I know by deductive reasoning, he said some diabolically crazy shit.
Well, your dad's a papaw, and RFK Jr. has been hitting for a lot of papaws lately, yep. Put it that way, despite the fact that he's running in the Democratic primary against Joe Biden for president. Yeah. But we'll get to that in a little bit. First, we begin, of course, with the Daily Dumbass. Matt, graphic, please. Tonight's DD, people who think the 2024 GOP primary is going to be decided by anything more high-minded than simply Trump calling DeSantis Ron DeHomo or something like that. Here we go.
2016, you said that. I'm going to surround myself with only the best and most serious people.
Well, I did do that. We had the best economy we've ever had. The world has ever seen.
Your Vice President Mike Pence is running against you.
Yeah.
Your Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, she's running against you. Your former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said he's not supporting you. You mentioned National Security Advisor John Bolton. He's not supporting you either. You mentioned Attorney General Bill Barr, says you shouldn't be president again. calls you the consummate narcissist and troubled man. You recently called Barr a gutless pig. Your second defense secretary is not supporting you, called you irresponsible. This week, you and your White House called your White House chief of staff, John Kelly, weak and ineffective and born with a very small brain. White House chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, a born loser. You called your first secretary of state, Rex Tillerson, dumb as a rock. And your first defense secretary, James Mattis, the world's most overrated general. You called your White House press secretary, Kayla Kennedy, milquetoast. And multiple times you've referred to your transportation secretary, Elaine Chao, as Mitch McConnell's China-loving wife.
All right, stop.
Your shoes stink. Your clothes stink. Your house stinks.
Yeah.
God damn, son. You remember John Bolton, that man that you called everything but a white man? You remember that guy? God damn.
Yeah, you don't hit for him, turns out.
It's so funny thinking about how even though he was like saying all this to go against Trump and retort what he just said, Trump was definitely listening to that going, "This is hitting for me." I remember saying all that stuff that hits.
He's like, "Yeah, he is a born loser.
She does love China.
That guy's brain don't hit. She does love China." I did say all that. I nailed it, honestly, that whole time. Really.
Fucking killing me, dude. God, dude. Jesus Christ.
I do know because he was the president. He's going to be the nominee for president again. But it's wild to me that people keep like wanting to work for him. You know what I mean? Like his lawyers, he's like been through so many whole legal teams and he never pays him. He don't pay him.
Yeah.
It's not just the way he is. He don't pay him.
Right.
And it's like, I just, but like, dude, people that
status.
People just,
It's status, they want and their power, name,
man. They yeah. want, I know. Yeah.
I mean, dude, like Scaramucci, like nobody knew who the fuck he was before Trump. Like, that's all it is like all these people, like, he's probably not going to pay me. He's going to be a dick to me, but I guarantee you I can get a fucking $400,000 advance from Simon & Schuster coming out the gate and then start a podcast and I'll be so, I mean, like, I do get it. You know,
what's it? I mean, dude, think about how many regular people, like Joe Rogan's going to come up. You mentioned Joe Rogan. Like, think about like Fear Factor.
Yeah, right.
I mean? Like regular people, the shit they'll do, like just to get on TV or whatever. You know what I mean? So to like not only get on TV, but to get your name out there in high profile circles or whatever,
they'll eat political tarantulas.
But also, dude. Some of them go to fucking jail.
Yes, you know what I mean? A lot of them.
It's an occupational hazard when you go for Donald Trump. But I mean, they all deserve it and fuck them. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, I don't think I'd want that gig.
I think I'd take it and just not do a good job and just like not do any of the stuff that would get me in jail.
Drew, last week or the week before, was on here talking about Trump's second indictment. And he was saying, because Drew used to be a public defender in Miami, you know.
He never talks about it. That's weird.
he said he'd love to be Trump's lawyer.
Just take a fall?
Yeah, and I don't think he was saying that. He was just like, he said, because I would do every single thing that Trump told me to do.
Yeah.
And just let him, like, you know, give him enough rope to hang himself or whatever. And then
be famous as shit.
Right. Yeah. So speaking of Trump, last week we were talking about did you hear about that? When he was in Miami to get arraigned, he went to a Cuban restaurant and said, food for everybody. Yes, you hear about that?
Yes.
Well, we mentioned that last week and left it at that because we didn't know and have since found out. He then left without paying anybody anything for any food at all, which is also hilarious.
Yeah. I would like to point something out because I heard a bunch of my Republican friends saying, well, okay, but like he didn't ever say that he was paying for anything. He literally just came in. Let me go here. He said he just came in and said food for everybody. And like that is true. At a restaurant, there's food for everybody. And I go, okay. I said, okay. So it's down to two options. Either he's a liar who runs out on a bill, or he's a dumbass. Because who just walks into a restaurant and goes, food for everybody, like a dumb fuck does that. Yeah. Like, so yes, which that one is he?
That is what this place does.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Provides. Do you food want a for crayon? Everybody in here.
Yeah.
Like he's just looking around, like doing that. Remember when we did that? He was like, camera, light, woman, but, man. Yeah. That thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just walks in and he's like, well, look at this. Food for everybody. Isn't that nice?
Or that's the first time he's ever been in like a regular restaurant and he was surprised. He was like, wow, food for everybody?
He's got a trash palate.
That's true, but I figured he has those flown in.
McDonald's, you know?
Yeah, but not at McDonald's.
No, he eats it on his plane.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Matter of fact, reportedly, he didn't eat at the Cuban place either because he had McDonald's waiting for him on the jet. Right?
So he just walked into a restaurant, exclaimed a thing that is true in every restaurant.
Food for everybody.
And then fucked off to McDonald's.
Yes, that's exactly what he did.
Your nominee, ladies and gentlemen.
People have said that like his people have been like, well, he was only there for 10 minutes. People didn't even have time to order anything, let alone get the bill. But it's like, that's not the point.
No.
Like you don't go into a restaurant and scream food for everybody.
Right.
And, you know, unless you expect people to buy shit that you're going to pay for. But
of course, everyone there thought that. Every fucking person there was like, our bill's paid for by the president. Fucking A.
Yeah. She-we. I don't know.
She-we.
It wasn't Georgia. It was before Clemson. Georgia's time, I think.
Clemson. He gave them all McChickens. Yeah. And he said that they all claimed it was the best meal they'd ever had.
I'm sure they did. Did Georgia go?
Georgia didn't go.
That's what I thought.
No, Georgia didn't go.
It was like a scheduling thing, though, wasn't it?
They didn't go see Biden, is what it is.
Right.
And like, it was a scheduling thing, but like, it wasn't a good look for me. You know what I mean? Like, it very much seemed like, because to me, here's the thing. Like, what do you have on your schedule that you can't go see the goddamn president of the United States unless you're making some sort of point, which is fine?
I wish I could remember exactly what it said, so this is going to be basically worthless, but I remember reading the, like, you know, the supposed explanation for it, like the details of the scheduling thing. I remember reading it and being like, all right, because I think it was more like, it wasn't just like, we've got this going on and thus that don't hit for me.
Yeah, right.
I think it was like, it was because it was so much later, a lot of those guys were in mini camp in the NFL and shit like that. You know what I mean? And like they had others. So I think it was something like that. But anyway.
Yeah, but my bias is like if Trump was in office and they'd have done that, I'd have claimed that it was because we hit and we didn't want to see Trump. You know what I mean?
Me too. But he's not. So
but like, he's not. So clearly it was mini camp. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, let's see here. Another thing that broke this week is apparently the Washington Post reported that the FBI resisted opening a probe into Trump's role in January 6th for more than a year. Which, like, I remember thinking that, like, at the time, like, I remember me and Mark on here, like, every week would be like, what are they doing?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Are they going to do anything at all? And I was like, I don't think they're going to do anything. It sure don't seem like they're going to do anything. Well, obviously, it finally came to an end, but they waited at least a year to start, either because of, like, cowardice or, you know, the FBI loves Trump or whatever it, you know, whatever the case may be.
Because what could be more important than domestic terrorism?
Right. But I think if you look at it, and I'm not trying to make excuses for them, although that's how this is going to sound. I'm just saying, like,
fuck the FBI.
On an individual level, like imagine getting that assignment. Like, it's going to make your name, sure, but of it's course. Like, I mean, where do you, like, where do you even start with some shit like that? Like, the literal president inciting a, you know, a fucking insurrection or whatever. It's like, that's a pretty big can of worms
for sure, man. And like, honestly, like, not even trying to be funny, but like, if you're the agent that gets assigned to head that task force, like, you're not safe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, when that information gets out that you're the one looking into it, like, you and your family are not safe. So, you know, it very well could have been like, for a whole year, they had trouble finding someone who was like, okay, I'll fucking do it. Cause like, yeah, there's a goddamn president of the United States who has a insane cult following who clearly does crazy insurrection type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, they finally did so in terms of opening up the investigation, seemed to be catching up, but that's a year ain't none of us ever going to get back, Joe, you know, so mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. How are you feeling on this whole thing at this point? After two indictments and probably more coming, like I was saying the whole time, I was like, he ain't, nothing's going to happen to him.
Yep.
It's just that that's just not how things work. You know, like it don't hit for me, but it's just the way it is. Well, I mean, where are you at on that as of now today?
It's still hard for me to go, something that hits will happen, you know?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I'll be the first one to admit, like, I was literally calling people insane for even saying that he was going to be indicted on shit. And again, it wasn't me saying, I hope he did. I fucking, dude, throw him in the goddamn ocean, set him adrift. That's what I want. But like, I just, like you, it's literally unprecedented. Like it's never happened. And I just thought that that's because it couldn't, you know what I mean?
Right.
I just thought, well, like you can't, like, because again, we all know that no matter which president is your favorite president, they have done some shit that they probably would have gone to jail for. You know what I mean? And so I just thought, like, well, there's just a rule that like, while you're in there, anything you do kind of just goes. So because something is actually happening, there's part of me that's like, I don't know, maybe they'll see it through. But then the other part of me is like, no, this is as good as it gets. That nothing is going to happen after this. He's going to get indicted. Everything is going to be fine. It's going to actually give him a bigger platform to run for president. And then we're going to go through four more years of hell. That's what I think.
Yep. Okay. I mean, I'm you too? With you. Drew, you know, again, Drew was on last week. He's a lawyer and he was like, based on the charge in the most recent indictment, he was like, based on the charges they have actually filed, he was like, if he takes a plea, that's a different story. But if it like goes to trial and if he is found guilty, he was like, I literally don't know how they can legally not give him jail time based on what the charges are. But it's like, if he's found guilty.
Yeah. I mean? Also, he'll probably
need one juror. You know what I mean? Right. That's all it takes.
But he'll also probably take a plea deal.
Yeah, maybe. I just don't know because he's him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because like, that'd be admitting that he did something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well,
something wrong don't do that.
Please allow me to say first that I didn't even a little bit read it. But it wasn't Andy Borowitz, so I know that it was an actual, and I think it was either the New York Times or the Washington Post. Someone posted the other day, like, what America needs to heal is for Joe Biden to pardon Trump. Seriously.
I saw that.
And this was like a liberal that wrote it or whatever. And I've never been so goddamn mad at the fucking cowardice of our fucking party in my goddamn life. Don't you dare. Don't get me wrong. I understand the sentiment of it. It's like you will sort of end the furor a little bit. But then, like, it just says to all these people, do whatever you fucking want.
And yeah, bro. It's like your boy Neville Chamberlain, right?
I know.
He's a misunderstood figure.
He is a misunderstood figure.
We talked about Neville Chamberlain on last week's Putting On Airs.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he was a better guy than Trump.
Bending over and presenting your butt to the fascist, basically.
Right.
Is what that's doing.
Yeah. But I've said millions of times, like, that's just what that is that article is saying, hey, the Democrats, once again, need to be pragmatic, because I can understand how that's a pragmatic approach. But as I've said a million times, at one point, we're going to have to rip the fucking Band-Aid off and just let it bleed and just see and just let that shit heal on itself. Or if it don't, I don't know. But like, someone's got to try, because pardoning Donald Trump, just we've worked too hard. Me and you have just made videos, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. All right. Our next honorable mention for Daily Dumbass is anybody who doesn't think needing money for tattoo removal will motivate 9-year-olds to get a goddamn job.
What?
So I know. It's a little convoluted, but here's what happened.
What the fuck?
A school in Alabama has been stamping the words, "I need lunch money," on children's arms when their lunch account gets low or runs into the negative, right? So this particular story, this 8-year-old comes home, his dad sees it. He thinks it's like a good job, champ, stamp on his hand, looks closer, and it says, I need money for lunch, or I need lunch money, whatever. And this did not hit for the father, because, like, these aren't even poorers we're talking about here, like this particular family. It's just like, you know, you lose track of shit sometimes.
Right.
They're like busy working. You got to put, California, all school lunches are free in California, which obviously super hits for me. But before that happened, you know, we'd have a lunch account for our kids. I couldn't have told you how much was in that at any given time.
Of course not.
You know what I mean?
Of course not.
Like, it could easily run down without you realizing it, which is what happened here. And
then you're going to alienate a fucking child.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, 8-year-olds are, it's not a 5-year-old. An 8-year-old was probably like, I don't know what the fuck this is about. This, you know, this ain't cool. But what would you do? Like, if that was
my kid? Yeah, yeah. I'm glad this is the first time that I've ever been able to answer a question, I think, as a parent. And I hate to be the person that goes, now that I have a child, I think about things differently. But I fucking, of course, do. I mean, this would make me mad before. But now actually putting myself in that situation of my son having to, because again, like you said, like, we have money, we're totally fine, but I have fucking ADD. I could totally see me just fucking up. That is absolutely reprehensible. Now, granted, my kid, who is not poor, and I assume everybody would know that, he could probably shake it off. He'd probably be like, ah, whatever, daddy forgot the bill. But more often than not, this is going to happen to a kid who already maybe didn't get his clothes washed that week. Or maybe already had lice at the beginning of the year. Someone who had a lot of this stuff already happen to him, to where his self-esteem is not good. And then this right here is fucking the reason why kids start doing some crazy shit and go to juvenile and then get in a system and can't fucking get out of it. And it's like, dude, go stamp it on the fucking parents' head for all I give a shit. I mean, that's probably still rude, but like, at least that's better. Like, this is literally just shaming a goddamn child who, number one, can't do anything about it. They're a child. It's not like they can go fucking pick up a shift and pay for their fucking lunch, right? And they don't know how to process any of that. Like, that's ridiculous. I would go down to the school and make an absolute shoe store out of the motherfucker's ass who put that shit on my kid's arm. That's what I would do.
Yeah, Preach, baby. So on a related note, Republicans have declared banning universal free school meals a top priority for them in 2024. It's like, dude, this is the type of headline, the type of shit they do sometimes that I'm just like, how do they not? I think all the time about that fucking Mitchell and Webb sketch. Are we the baddies?
I know, you know, right?
I mean? Like, I think that with our, with the GOP all the time. It's like, how did that, some of this shit they outwardly say and do and espouse or whatever. It's like, I don't know how you do it with a straight face without realizing, like, this maybe kind of makes me look like a dickhead.
Dickhead. You know what I mean? Like when you say it out loud, or when you just look like that's, you know, that's what me and you've always talked about, of like the fucking, like, Republicans, when they're trying to figure out all the shit that they hate about Democrats, they'll like make up all this shit that no Democrat has ever said. And then you're like, nobody's actually doing that. And you're like, yeah, but that's what they really want to do. Meanwhile, the Republicans like just say the actual shit out loud. And I don't understand where, like, now, don't get me wrong, I know that nowadays there's plenty of people who are like, we should defund all the libraries, right? But for years and years and years and years, we just all kind of understood that roads and libraries and shit like that, right, was like a really good use of our tax dollars. And I do not understand why, as a society, kids getting free lunch doesn't fall under the, yeah, of course our taxes pay for it, but it's a good thing that helps, yeah, everybody out. I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's like states like California and some other ones, 21 states, I think, are working on measures to like give free lunch, feed every child in a public school, right? And they hear that and they're like, absolutely not.
Gay.
not on my watch. And it just, yeah, blows my mind, man. Speaking of mind blowing, let's talk about RFK Jr. a little bit. He is, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running in the Dem primary for president. So he's not a third party candidate at present. Anyway, he could end up doing that, which would probably not
be good.
Yeah, I could play spoiler, but currently he's running against Biden and he's making a little bit of noise. Apparently, according to some polls, his support from Democrats right now is as high as 20% in some surveys, which is wild to me.
Yeah, right. That's pretty high.
Considering this is the guy we're talking about, Democrats voting for. You got this first video here, Matt. Yeah.
They're going to have the right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us. We, you know, the Nazis did that in the camps in World War II. They tested vaccines on gypsies and Jews. And the world was so horrified after the war, we signed the Nuremberg Charter.
All right. I didn't know Catherine Hepburn was running for president. What the fuck? Also, I didn't know that's what he sounded like, but he's definitely got that Kennedy beet red face going on.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, you know, he liked his boobs and his hair wrong back in the day.
Did he like hair wrong?
He did like hair wrong. Yeah.
Well, hair but wrong, hair wrong.
I reckon he's clean these days.
He don't sound like it.
The voice, to be fair, he has, I've got it in our notes here somewhere. I got to find
it. Enough,
okay. It's called spasmodic dysphonia.
Okay, then I'm sorry.
A rare neurological disorder that causes his larynx to tighten uncontrollably and his voice to halt and tremor.
Okay, I apologize then. To me, he sounded like that lady at the church that's always about to cry when she requests prayer.
Yeah, but let me elaborate a little further. It is a disease, right? But the specific cause of it isn't really known. It says researchers think it could be genetic. It could be something that came from a respiratory infection he had earlier in life, or perhaps even stress. But RFK Jr. himself is absolutely convinced that what do you think caused his
vaccines?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
a flu shot.
Regardless of whether or not that is true, fuck him. But there might be somebody else out there that suffers from that, and I didn't mean to make light of it. I just, he sounded like fucking Catherine Hepburn. But I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking. I thought that maybe he'd just been smoking cigars all weekend.
Right. So he's running, as of right now, according to polls, he's closer to Biden than every single GOP candidate except DeSantis is to Trump, right? So you got Pence, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Chris Christie. Like, RFK Jr. is closer to Biden than any of those are to Trump, right? So, like, yeah. Why do you think that might be? Where do you think that support's coming from at this stage?
It's coming from I think what it might be, especially since my dad was like, yo, did you hear what this fucking guy's saying? There's a lot of people who are Republican and want to vote for someone who has pretty much Republican beliefs, but they feel a little bit of shame for voting for Trump. So they're willing to go, well, you know, I'd vote for that Democrat if blah, blah, blah.
I agree with that. But this, if I'm reading it right, these polls are specifically, these are registered Democrats we're talking about.
Well, then it's, then it's fucking people who want to act like Democrats and not like it's people who believe very Republican things, but have a gay kid. You know what I mean?
A CNN poll late last month that showed RFK Jr. had 20% support against Biden found that the main reason voters liked him was because his last name is Kennedy.
Kennedy. I mean, that makes sense, too.
That's the world, you know. Ain't that America?
That's just how that goes.
I don't know anything else about him, but his last name is Kennedy, and thus he hits for me. Now, yeah. Of course, that could kind of be a good thing if, of course, these are probably not the most politically literate people, but like if they all they know is he's a Kennedy, and they're like, Kennedy's hit, and then they actually find out more about him, they might be like, oh, never mind. I thought he hit, but he don't. So I guess I'm going back to Biden, but
I don't know.
Even the other Kennedys are not down with it, though, for the record.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Which ones are left?
His siblings. He's got a bunch of siblings and cousins, which I didn't know. Like, right. But they're like, they've been like lieutenant governor of the state of Maryland. Or
is
like,
that one,
you know,
from Boston? That redheaded chap.
Redhead. I don't
know. There's a redheaded Kennedy from Boston.
You're not talking about Ted Kennedy, are you?
Old Teddy. There's a young dude. He's looks like Conan O'Brien, and he's a Kennedy, and he's like from Boston or something. So I figured
they're all originally from Boston.
That's what I'm saying. I figured him. You know, I don't know. But producer Matt, look that up. There's a redheaded Kennedy from Boston. Looks like Conan O'Brien. I don't know if you can fit all that into Google, but. Joe Kennedy the third.
He probably already knows who you're talking about. Joe Kennedy the third.
Yeah. Yep. Joe, not the best Kennedy to be named after, I don't think.
He does kind of look like Conan O'Brien. You're right.
Yeah,
with
for sure.
Similar hair. And O'Brien's Irish from Boston, too.
That's right. Did I just know a politician that you didn't know? Suck
absolutely.
It, Trey. Yeah. Munch on that.
So anyway, all of RFK Jr.'s family, basically, in the article where they were all, you know, asked about it, they were all like, it's not like there's a Republican congressman or senator from, I think, Arizona, who his entire family, his like eight brothers and sisters, put out a campaign ad talking about how much he did not hit. Like, it was like I'm his brother. He sucks. Yeah. Don't vote for him. Right.
Dude.
It wasn't like that here. They were all like, I love Bobby so much. He's my brother and I love him. But
this country, we
talking about.
Yeah. Does he still with Cheryl Hines?
Yeah, I think so.
I saw something the other day where Larry David was like talking about how he was so sorry that he introduced them.
Yeah. I think he is still with her, but like she's had to come out publicly and say, like, just so y'all know, I don't believe the shit he believed.
So
right?
They've got like a Kellyanne and
Conway,
and fuckface. Yeah.
I guess so, because like she took pictures of herself wearing a mask during COVID and stuff like that. And also came out that they had a party at their house, like post COVID, but they, or, you know, however you define post COVID, like after the worst of it, they had a party at their house, but they required everybody to be vaccinated. Right.
Right.
Which is like his whole thing is not doing that. And he was just basically like, well, look, you know, she wears the pants. What do you want me to do? So like, she's not down with any of it. And at one point he reportedly offered her a separation, even though they didn't want to be separated. Like,
right.
Like he just said, like, hey, I know I'm not, you know, you're not loving the way I'm making you look or whatever.
Right.
So if you want to just like get divorced, we can do that. I mean, he didn't say that, but he kind of did. But I don't think they did.
I think they're still good. I can't decide how I feel about shit like that. Cause it's like when she got with him, he probably wasn't like that. And like, she still does love him. You know what I mean? Like,
oh no, bro. They got together in 2014.
Yeah, but
he's been a big dude. No, well, that's the thing. Okay. You know what we talked about before? Like, anti-vax. I feel like some people.
Oh, yeah. It did predate COVID for sure.
And not only did it predate COVID, it used to be, it's hard to like remember
it was hippies.
Now, maybe to people, but it was that I used to call it, I was like, that is liberal climate change denial.
Yes,
that's
it
what
is.
That is. Because it started out as a liberal
exclusively
thing.
Hippies. Like, you're correct.
Cuckoo liberals, right? That
me
was
and you looked like Republicans talking to a lot of people. Cause I remember that, like me and you had back before COVID, me and you had conversation with other liberals about vaccines. And we came out of it just being like, God damn, am I a Bush? What the fuck?
Right. So he, I think, was one of them, but just so you know, like, it goes a lot further than just vaccine misinformation with this guy. He's like against the war in the Ukraine, or wants to, he's like, you know, anti-Ukraine or whatever.
Okay. I was about to say, there's a huge difference in being against the war and being anti-Ukraine.
He's on the wrong side of it, basically. Right. And he's got,
he's with Russia.
Yeah. I'm trying to find it in here.
Being with Russia, dude, who the fuck ever thinks that's the right thing to do? Have you not seen any goddamn movie ever? Do you not love sports? Do you not know who fucking Ivan Koloff is? God damn it. Like, we don't do that shit.
Yeah, I know. No, I mean, that's the thing. Russia used to, like, not hit for any American. You know what I mean?
As they are still leader. Not.
Right. Yeah. And then now that, you know, Trump buddied up with Putin or whatever, some of them are like, they were wearing...
For the record, the Russian people are totally fine. Fuck Putin.
RFK Jr. blames Zelensky for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And
that's the most victim blaming shit. Hey, I blame Ukraine for Russia invading Ukraine.
Yeah, but he's got other shit, too, that I thought I had in my damn notes, but I can't find them now to list them off. But it goes further than just the Russia-Ukraine thing and being anti-vax and the COVID conspiracies and all that stuff. Like, he has a lot of just straight-up right-wing stances, but he's, you know, running as a Democrat. And he was, like, he made his bones as a big-time environmental lawyer, so that's cool.
Well, that's, again, know. That right there is a perfect Democrat for so many Democrats who at their fucking core are Republicans. It's just that they want to seem like they're not racist. You know what I mean? Like, that guy is absolutely perfect for so many of those people.
Right.
He wouldn't win on his own, I don't think.
He's got a lot of kooky ideas about stuff. Matt, if you have that AIDS video,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Do about a minute of this, Matt, or we'll call it as we go.
Tony Fauci won a power struggle with Broder. And he said, this is an infectious disease. We've proven it. With Bob Gallo proved this is being caused by a virus. There's a lot of people that said it's not a virus. The virus is a passenger virus. And these people are dying mainly because of poppers. 100% of the people who died in the first of the first 1,000 who had AIDS were people who were addicted to poppers, which are known to cause Kaposi sarcoma in rats. And you know, they were people who were part of a gay lifestyle where they were burning the candle at both ends, and they were taking a lot of injectable drugs and methadrine, and there were poppers on sale everywhere at the gay bars on the day. I remember growing up in that era, in the gay bars, they would be last call for poppers and last call for alcohol.
So
burning the butt fuck candle at both ends, you know. Yeah,
and the poppers, the drugs, which we talked about in Well Read. Actually, that was a lost episode of Well Read, but
yes,
I was
that's
saying
true.
Like, I'd actually just found out about those, but it's like a drug you huff, right?
Yeah, it's like a whippet.
Yeah, and apparently they're a big deal in the gay community or whatever, but they
you
not,
stick them in your butt too.
They do not cause AIDS.
No, I don't think that they cause AIDS. Dude, if shit like that caused AIDS, I'd have AIDS. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't have AIDS.
Matt, get the clip ready about Wi-Fi specifically. I know we're jumping around a little bit, but I want to get the comments in a minute, so I'm doing that on purpose. The Wi-Fi stuff. The reason he's like in the news a lot right now, and the reason more people talk about him and everything, as you already alluded to, your daddy bringing him up because he was on Joe Rogan, right? And he started out by being like, listen, I don't want to talk about vaccines. And then they talked a whole lot about vaccines and how they don't hit or whatever. But,
And Rogan was like, well, we can talk about a naturally bald ape, but I was really hoping.
So let's show you a good example of how it went down. This is not about vaccines. It's about another crazy thing.
Well, Wi-Fi radiation does all kinds of bad things, including causing cancer.
Wi-Fi radiation causes
cancer. From your cell phone. I mean, there's cell phone tumors. You know, that I mean, I'm representing hundreds of people who have cell phone tumors behind the ear. It's always on the ear that you favor with your cell phone. And you know, we have the science. So if anybody lets us in front of a jury, it will be over. You know,
what is the number? Because a lot of people
there's a lot of people with it. They're glioblastomas. That's the kind of cancers that they get. But cancer's not the worst thing. They also, you know, it opens up. Radiation opens up your blood-brain barrier. And so all these toxins that are in your body can now go into your brain.
How does Wi-Fi radiation open up your blood-brain barrier?
Yeah, now you're going beyond my expertise. I'm going to use a number here, and you're going to think it's hyperbole, but it's not. Yeah. There are tens of thousands of studies.
Oh, yeah. He sounds like Alex Jones if they put one of those voice disguisers on him when he was like blacked out in an interview.
Right there, I think they sped his voice up or whatever. I saw people on the internet saying, like, I saw people like sharing the information. They're like, you know, if you play an interview with him on 1.5 speed, it's actually way easier to take or whatever.
I mean, yeah.
So people be doing that, I guess. But anyway, the way he's like, oh, here's what it does. And then Joe Rogan literally just asked the question, how? And he goes, well now you've got me on my area of expertise, you know. But shortly after that, Rogan ends up saying, like, Jamie, we got to get rid of Wi-Fi or whatever. He also thinks 5G is crazy and, you know, mind control and all that shit. We ain't got to show that, Matt. But he's like, you know, like playing all the conspiracy theory hits. He believes that the CIA killed his dad and his uncle.
Me too. Okay. I'm with you on that shit. All right. Fuck yeah. He's spitting. Yeah. Two out of three ain't bad. Because here's the deal.
Before you start, Matt, you can go ahead and grab some comments and stuff and throw them up there because I want to make sure we get to some. But go ahead, Joe.
I'm not entirely convinced that Wi-Fi and microwaves and all that shit don't do something horrible to us. But these people try to posit it as if it's some sort of democratic conspiracy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, who fucking knows? Like, you know, we used to hear about putting your cell phone on your balls and testicular cancer and shit. Hell, I don't know. We just now found out the adverse effects of goddamn hormones in our chicken. Who fucking knows? But I don't think it's also a political thing.
For sure. But also, as far as hormones in your chicken, a lot of that stuff, if it's any kind of political thing, it goes in the other direction. Because
exactly.
Regulations, you know what I mean? Right. Like, you know what else gives you cancer? Fucking poison in your drinking water, which is, you know, wouldn't happen if we had a robust EPA regulating people. Eric J. Laufenberg says, it's great to see you on Weekly Skews, Corey Ryan Forster.
Thank you, Eric J. Laufenberg. I really appreciate that. I'm glad to be here.
But yeah, when also my thing with that is and has always been like, dude, fucking what does it cause cancer? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like living in California, there's some kind of law in California where they have to do this, but like they have to post little like signs that say, you know, the state of California has found that some elements involved in the making of this or whatever it is have been known to possibly cause cancer. And those signs are on almost every building you go into.
And of course.
Every public building, at least. Thank you, Connie. Connie Stating says, hit the like button. Thank you. I always forget. Like, share, subscribe. Leave a 5-star review. Tell your mama and them. Oh, also, like, listen, this is something we say on putting on airs, too. A favor y'all could do me is if you watch this show every week, which we really appreciate, if you ever listen to podcasts and have a podcast app, if you could go on that app and just click subscribe on there, even if you don't listen to it on there, that would actually help us out a lot in numerous ways. And that's true for putting on airs too. So, you know, it costs you nothing. But
it helps us a whole lot. If you're a fan of
the show anyway, that would be very cool if you would do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's like, you know, he's pretty lunatic-y. And like I said, as of now, he's running against Biden. I don't think he has any shot of actually taking down Biden in a primary, but like, you know, could illustrate some weaknesses. And if he ends up going third party or whatever, that could be a fucking problem, you know? And
well,
who's to say he won't?
As you said, I don't think he's going to take him.
Arroyo says RFK Jr. used to be decent on Ring of Fire with Mike Papantonio.
Papantonio!
Dude.
Sorry.
Papantonio? Papantonio. It's Italian as hell. Not sure what happened to him. Well, the thing is, scares me a little bit. If you read comments on like the interview, the clips get posted on Reddit or stuff like that, a lot of people are like, you know, you listen to this guy, and Joe Rogan said this too. He's like, you listen to this guy, like people say he's a kook, whatever, but you listen to him and he sounds like reasonable. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. So he's like good at, you know, despite his voice, he's good at speaking and being articulate and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a dangerous that person. That's DeSantis.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Damn, RS385 says Skews has a podcast version? I didn't know that. Jesus Christ. That's not directed at you. That's directed at me, us, me, Mark, Matt. Definitely should have been a thing that people are aware of. But yeah, it does have a podcast version. It's obviously the exact same show. Matt just posts the audio to our RSS feed. Some people only listen to the audio. But again, even if you don't, if you'd subscribe to the audio, that would be awesome.
Also, sometimes you're not going to be able to make it live. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that you can't enjoy the show.
If you don't make it live, you can still watch it on my YouTube or Facebook or whatever, even if it's not live. Emily Budd, or perhaps Bood. Says Professor Emeritus Cho is on fire tonight.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I have not been referred to as Professor Emeritus Cho in a long time. Yeah, look, I got a word right that you didn't do.
You did.
Look at that.
You are on fire. That's one of those. That's one of those that is. As I was saying it, I know. Like, that ain't how you say that.
I did the same thing in my brain.
Sometimes you just start reading, and you know. You're not ready to read, really?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Me and you often have that problem. I'm never ready to read.
Yeah. I say words wrong pretty often.
Me too. And unfortunately, I say them wrong in front of you, and I never hear the goddamn end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what are you going to do?
I don't know. But let's see here. Sean Henry says it's handy to have the podcast version for listening on bike rides. Yeah, exactly. Or like Cho listens to podcasts, not this one, but he listens to podcasts on his walk.
That's right.
He takes every day. I just so y'all know, I pretty much exclusively listen to audio versions of podcasts, and I listen to them when I'm like cooking or if I'm driving, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah.
My wife makes fun of me because there's never a moment – unless me and her like looking after the baby, there's never a moment where there's not headphones in my fucking ears. So like, I'm not going to be able to hear by the time I'm 60.
Drumpf Hating Dragon says, I like Joe Rogan on News Radio. It ended after that.
He hit for me
for a whole lot longer than just News Radio.
Me too.
I've been actually pretty disappointed in the whole thing with Joe Rogan ever since COVID. How he's
seemed to drift further
to the right. Cause like, I mean, yeah, I was always a fan too, frankly, and for a long time. And it made me kind of look like a dumbass in retrospect because he's kind of been getting that flack for a while with people be like, he's a gateway to the alt-right. And pre-COVID, I would absolutely like go to bat for him if that ever came up. I'd be like, no,
he's just open-minded, fucking.
Yeah,
you know.
Whatever. And, but, you know, now here we are.
Dude, I mean, it took me longer than it should to stop listening, I would only do it if he had a guest that I liked. Like, I would, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, oh shit, I love that comedian. I'm going to fucking listen. And like, I don't know, he's good at what he does.
Matt has selected another comment for us to read here. It's from David Bowman, and it says, Matt is doing an awesome job tonight. So,
kicking ass. None of the videos lagged.
I know. Hey, no, he's on it. He gets a lot of shit.
Does he really want?
Mostly for me and Mark, but also in person. Well, you weren't there. You had a baby in Portland.
That's right, I did.
When we were in Portland, a guy, Matt, was out in the, he came to a show and he was sitting out there and I think they overheard somebody talking about Skews or something. And then Matt's partner was like, hey, did you know this is producer Matt? And the dude got, the way he responded to it was, he goes, how fucking hard is it to play a video, dude?
Dude, listen. When you are streaming and there's different types of internet, extremely hard. It's not just clicking a button. Sometimes it just don't work, to defend Matt.
Mick Jett says, I subscribe to the podcast. Thank you very much. Somebody else at a show, one of our shows in Minneapolis, came up to me and showed me a button or something they made that said, like, Trey, Producer Matt, video, please. And then it says, Producer Matt. And then in parentheses, not a goddamn thing happens for 60 seconds or something like that. So, yeah.
Did you see what Matt just said to us in the chat here?
No.
He said, I got the Mark pick from last year. Hey, it's an oldie but a goodie. Throw it up.
Mark is at the beach. Everybody will be back next week. But look at that. Look how thrilled. Look how thrilling. Loving it. Who doesn't love hashtag beach life, baby?
God damn.
Yeah, and yes, to be clear, totally clear, that is the picture from last year. We tried to get a new picture. We're still going to keep trying. But yeah, because you know ain't shit changed.
No, hell no. Ain't nothing but yeah, changed,
he's
but
got
it's
the,
changed.
He's got the beach bod and everything.
He does, man. He should and be like, happier than he is.
I know. Look at that, dude.
It's so goddamn funny. Look at this fucking tree. Bullshit.
Yeah. It was non-framing. Got that tree right in the center of...
Oh, my trees. God.
All right. So, all right. Well, we're about to wrap it up. I mean, we are wrapping it up. Cho, what do you want to plug separately from what I've done already?
Well, obviously putting on airs, but I would also like to plug, as I always do, parttimefunnyman.com. That is my Substack. That is where I do bonus podcasts. I do essays. I do some audio dramas. Like 3 or 4 times a week, I just go on a long form park rant and upload that. It's a lot of fun, and you can subscribe. It's $5 a month, or you can get it for free because I'm lazy and I don't do the tier thing. I'm a bad businessman. Parttimefunnyman.com. It'd make me real happy if you subscribed to either of them.
There you go. Hits. Quickly, TreyCrowder.com for tickets. Watch Damn Boy, my special on YouTube. WeeklySkews.com/more for the Patreon for this here show. And, yeah, that'll about do it. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Cho, for being here. Mark should be back next week, and we'll see you then. Say you love you. Bye.
Thanks for having me, buddy. I love you.